Me too.
Seems to be
Oh,
working.
okay.
So I will let you take away and release the people to work.
Okay. Here's the agenda for our last meeting. After the opening, we're going to have a prototype presentation. Then we're going to discuss the evaluation criteria and the financing of our remote. Then we're going to evaluate the product and I think the whole production process. And then we're going to close it up and we have 40 minutes. So, starting. Oh, nope, let's have a prototype presentation.
Okay. Ready?
You read that stuff and
okay.
Weird.
Well, since material is not exactly what we're going for, I'm just going to translate what this all means for you. The base is going to be gunmetal grade, which is what we have decided. It's going to be plastic. Then there's the latex cover, which is what you see as red, because it can be replaceable. We just kind of went with the color.
Right.
And then the buttons are actually kind of poking through rather than on top. And the buttons will be a much lighter blue, almost see-through, just sort of a very pale blue, and will light up.
Yeah.
And the whole thing lights up if you press any button, rather than just that one button will light up. Yeah. And then at the bottom we have our logo, bright yellow, sort of design with the RR, which will actually look like our logo.
Great.
And then on the side we have the buttons. And they're one button, but they kind of push up and down.
Okay.
And then make this film.
No.
Just buttons, right? Yeah, and then
the buttons. On/off switch will be here, and as you've noticed on our prototype, they've ended up with a curvature, kind of biconcave sort of thing. Except for you know, can't see anything.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that when we get to production, we can actually make them like that because they're very nice to stack. You know, stick your finger.
Yeah.
The two squared buttons. Our two probably least used, menu, mute, and then these are the numbers. So our channel and our volume will be on either side.
Yeah. And then the last thing is that it'll be black labeling on top, just which we did this.
Okay, and did you determine the curvature of the bottom part of it for the hand? Is it going to be a single or a double?
Single.
Single sounds good because it's not big enough to really constitute a double.
Yeah, it's only actually the size of my hand.
Great. I think you did an awesome job.
Yeah, I think it's beautiful.
It is beautiful, and it's everything that we discussed.
Yeah. Good job, guys.
Good job.
That was really good.
All right. What's next in our agenda? We're going to discuss the evaluation criteria, and that's with Courtney.
Okay, it's a PowerPoint presentation. I don't really know exactly what we should talk about. It's under evaluation.
Right.
All right. So these are the criteria we're going to ask. Is it easy to use? Is it fashionable? Yeah, I guess we should write these down so we can reference them.
Feel good meaning what?
Like, does it feel good?
Physically.
Like, yeah, physically. That's just for current trends.
Right.
It doesn't really count, guys.
It was a little difficult to incorporate the cover with the cherry if you wanted.
Yeah. But so we do have removable covers, right?
Right.
Yes. Yeah, well then that's covered. And so can everybody have that?
I'll wait.
Yeah, she's got it. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're using the criteria for a 7-point scale. And so we need to discuss how we feel it falls within this range. So for easy to use, do we feel it's very easy to use?
Are we going to, I say we individually, right? What do you think? Just orally, why not? We have, okay.
Okay.
Easy to use, I vote 6.
Oh, wait, that's false.
Oh, 2.
Okay.
I'd say two as well.
Yeah, two.
Two.
Ah.
That's what I say.
Hello. We're great.
Okay, fashionable?
One.
No.
No,
no!
I mean, like, no, I think it's very
Me
fashionable.
Too, very chic.
I would give it a one.
One. I give it a
I'll
one.
I'll give it a two because at the moment it's not looking good.
Well,
oh,
it's,
and
that's
that, it's
just
a
like,
prototype.
It's a clay. It's
right.
Clay. What do you think?
I don't know if that's all. I'd give it like three or four.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. So the average is about a two?
Yeah, it's a two.
And I'm not
two or three?
So
2.5.
That's okay, yeah.
All the customers we have.
Does it feel good?
Imagine, since we obviously don't
I
have
feel
that.
Like the shape of it actually does.
And it is very ergonomically designed. It's going to be curved.
Yeah, it's going to be thicker.
Yeah.
But I think it feels good.
I think so too.
I'll give it a two.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Two.
I'll give it a one.
Okay.
I'd say two.
All right, mm-hmm. Average is two. Is it technologically innovative? Oh, sorry, I'm taking over your job.
Oh,
here.
No, it's fine.
Go right ahead.
You're project manager. yeah, I mean, and does it have voice, I mean, the phrase recognition on it?
Yes, right? We were able to do it with that kind of chip.
We could do it with the chip, yes. It wasn't, and we had no.
And there's no way you can represent it on there.
Yeah,
but
right.
It's
that was.
Two dimensions.
Okay, and we discussed that
yeah,
being
so.
Included.
Then yes, then I would, well, it doesn't, what else would it mean for it to be technologically innovative?
Well, we don't have the, you know, we can't say channel, it changes the channel.
And
channel
it doesn't
eight.
Cover anything other than TV.
Right.
So I'd probably give it a three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even though it is for just a TV remote, it's very advanced. But it is just a TV remote.
Yeah. I'd go for a three or four on that one, so.
I'd go four.
Okay. Let's go for a 3.5. All right, and the last criteria is it
squishy and fruity?
Well, we've covered that with the
well, trendy, basically.
Trending.
Yeah. So I'd give it a two.
It's
sure.
capable of being.
Oh, is it very
capable, very
capable of being squishy and fruity?
Okay.
And it's very important.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
So
next. So our model, slightly resembling a giant delicious cookie, appears to be a winner, and hopefully we'll sell more of these. Good job, team.
How did you get that in there?
What?
It's slightly resembling a giant delicious cookie.
It does.
It does. That's good.
Thanks. Very good. All right. Let's go back to this. No. Oops. Okay, so now we're moving on to finance. Okay. I'm going to show you an Excel spreadsheet, and we're going to fill it in together based on what components we're including in our remote and see if it's under 1250 euro. If so, we can proceed. If not, we need to go back to the drawing board a little bit. Okay, so let me bring that up. Here we go. All right. It's not a hand-on, but it's powered by a battery.
Yeah.
So we give it a
two.
Number of components you plan to use. Do I just put quantity being one battery or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if it's a, do you want to go for, this is where we need to make the final call on if it's a lithium or we want to go AAAs? Because AAAs we're going to have to do more than one battery. Oh, well, let's just go for a lithium. What do you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still lithium.
I think I think the people who purchase this are going to be technologically
advanced.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Down to the electronics section. We're going to need this kind, correct,
yeah.
if we do
yeah.
the voice sensor. So one of those. It is a single curve, so one of those. Oh, what's that? Yeah, that's
yeah.
correct. Okay, down here,
so
case material,
plastic.
And special belt.
Down here, interface type, we're going to have the integrated scroll
no,
wheel.
No, no.
Isn't, oh, those are just regular
but
buttons.
But that's a push button too right there.
Yeah.
This?
So,
integrated scroll wheel or push button. We're really having this push button interface.
Okay, so we can just go.
But will we, actually we'll need two, won't we? One for the top and then one for this, one eight for each side?
But that just covers the type of button we're having. Because we're not doing a scroll on the side, it's a push button.
Like that 29 means like you have both scrolls and
push button.
Right, I think she's, I think what Courtney's talking about is, do we need to put two here?
Because there's like one interface right here, and then, because it's not gonna be on the same plane when you press the button, there's gonna have to be additional signals on the sides, so is that gonna be an extra one on each side?
I don't know, that might put us, well, let's just.
Two,
or would it be three?
Because of one at each side, one on top. I mean, it's fine, because it comes out the same as 29, a little less than 29.
Okay, and we're gonna, button supplements, the buttons are not.
They're special color.
Okay.
They're special form, because they're dented.
Oh, right.
And they're a special material.
Yeah.
Well, we're under cost then.
We're under?
No, we're under, 12.5 is our limit, we've got 11.2.
So here you can go to production.
We can go to. I don't know what I just did. Okay. Now we're gonna talk about the project process, and whether or not we're satisfied with the whole process and the result. Did we have a lot of room for creativity? Did we have a lot of room for individual leadership, teamwork, and the means, meaning technology that we use to produce our little guy there? And if we found any new ideas. Now, the question is, how do we do this?
I think we just discuss it.
Discuss, sure. All right, who would like to go first?
I think we got stifled for creativity by the company itself in restricting us only to using even a TV remote initially.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
And no internet.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's a good point. Because I'd forgotten that that wasn't our decision. Yeah.
And how did you feel about the whole process, though?
Oh, overall, I mean, I thought we did a good job. Like, we got to choose, basically, we had control over, minus it being just a million TV remote, we got to choose what we wanted to do with it.
Right, and we got say over how technologically advanced it should be, and also how fashionable, which I kind of.
And more fashionable.
Like, technology. Yep. You know it. What about the teamwork aspect? How did you guys enjoy making the model, the prototype?
Well.
Yeah.
I think you did. Did you work well together in there?
Well,
okay.
No,
you
must
have
one fight.
Scratching your
foot. Oh, my God. And we've all been a pretty congenial team here. I think
we
haven't had any fallings out.
Saying, what is it? The survey? Annoying? Or
irritating.
Yeah. Wow, that's definitely a strong one.
Okay.
It means the whiteboard didn't work.
Yeah. I have to knock that one down a couple notches.
No internet.
And never feel strongly about the internet.
I do.
And
there's so much available.
The
like
digital pens.
Yeah, digital pens.
They were pretty cool.
They were fine.
Yeah, they were fun. Even though I'm not really sure what I could do with them, but they are awesome.
We used to have laptops for receiving everything.
Yes.
Right, laptops are
wireless
extremely
too,
handy.
So.
Wireless.
Anything.
And that we have a shared network where we can put all of the.
Yeah, and let's not forget sexy dual microphones. I don't guess
And Big Brother.
Big Brother.
Yeah.
Okay, have we found any new ideas through this process?
We are really going to sell this. Ta-da.
For something that looks cool and also has what I want it to do technologically. And that's your right brain taking over, wanting the artistic, the fashionable, the hip, you know? If we all just went out and bought useful things, I don't think. I mean, that's not what technology.
I don't like a Macs or Apples, just because I look at it. I know it's probably a very good computer, but I look at it and I'm taken back to elementary school because they look the same.
Mm.
They look like they did when I was in elementary school.
Yeah, they're
so
pretty
fashion.
And just like.
Which district school would only use as Macs with their kids.
Exactly. So I associate them with like really low tech, really cheap.
Just the Mac font bothers me even. But I do like iPods, go figure.
Yeah, no, iPods, they want all those words.
Well,
iPods are now for trendy and they come in different
colors. Exactly. I mean, how many people went out and bought a Nokia phone back when we were like in high school just so they could get the changeable faceplates?
Oh, yeah, everybody.
Okay. Anyway, so that is definitely at work.
But my one issue is just like, the whole it's for TV only. I was like, who's going to buy a remote just for the TV unless they've lost theirs?
Look at
yeah.
it. That is a
fashionable,
little
chic
word.
People
Whoa.
Will.
No.
Marketing director says, yeah. Fashionable
no,
people
marketing
buy
has to actually create the desire for it.
Oh, I would create
okay,
desire.
You can create a commercial where they think that all their needs will be met. This will help them find the one.
They'll be sexy with it.
We could have like an Adam and Eve type commercial, and that's the fig leaf.
Okay.
That'll sell.
There you go, marketing
and
gal.
So Serkan says, use our remote.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, we're going to wrap this up now. The costs are within the budget. We evaluated the project. And now we're going to complete the final questionnaire and meeting summary, and then we're going to have a big giant party, apparently, according to this. So, all right, thank you, team. You did a great job. It was lovely working with you.
You too.
Yay! Thanks to the project leader.